Now let's lead off with a county budget meeting that became contentious. Several Democratic McLean County board members questioned some of County Clerk Kathy Michael's budget requests and voter projections during a heated Finance Committee meeting yesterday, while the three-term Republican countered by suggesting Democrats were trying to relitigate the 2018 election. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Finance Committee member Carlo Robustelli questioned Michael's projections of 80 to 85% voter turnout next year as part of her request for an additional $400,000 to run elections in 2020. He says the higher turnout of the 2016 primary likely won't be duplicated next year since the Republicans won't be running candidates against President Trump.
I just worry that if we don't get the data right in the information that we're looking at, we're not going to be able to make really informed decisions about what to appropriate where. And we depend on you for that.
Well, this is your, let me remind you, I appreciate your comments and your great research. Give us a call sometime or come in and tell us that in person. That would be wonderful.
County Board Member Shana Wachinski accused Michael of not being upfront with the county.
We are pretty far into the process now, and you're not giving us any information.
Well, we're not really.
I'm not done. I don't know if you're withholding that information because you're being intellectually dishonest.
Michael says she doesn't have all the budget projections finalized and that she was providing preliminary numbers as a courtesy, and she won't be giving the committee monthly updates in the future.
This kind of language today is going on nationally. It's politically motivated, and people are sick of it. And that was proven in my election results in November. People are sick of it.
And County Board Member Chuck Erickson defended Michael's handling of the office and pointed out long lines, which Illinois State University has encountered on Election Day, are not just a McLean County problem.
Long lines of voting are not a problem that is unique to McLean County. It's happening everywhere in the state. And so to come in here and try to take it out on this county clerk, I think, is a little bit over the board.
The county plans to review the elections funding request as part of the overall budget process starting next month. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.